Thanks very much for that question. So empty homes, and often they're empty buildings actually, but most of them are homes primarily owned in the private sector, either by absent landlords or sometimes just by individuals who have perhaps inherited a home from a parent and they don't know what to do with it, and it's fallen into disrepair. So because of the scale of housing needs that we have in the city just now, we have around 7,000 people currently living in temporary accommodation, which is the highest that we've had in a long, long time. We want to increase the housing supply, affordable housing supply, as quickly as we can. We are building around 1,500 new affordable units a year. 80% of those are for social rent, but that is, building is inevitably a little bit slower. So what we use is compulsory purchase powers to buy buildings, which homes which are not being used. Now, we can only do that after they've been lying empty for a certain amount of time. But right across Glasgow, we have particularly older buildings which have been years sometimes not being used or occupied. So we as the council use our powers to buy them, and we then transfer them on to the housing associations, the local housing associations, who are then able to get them into the housing supply. And that's a quicker process than building from scratch. But we do both at the same time. We think that we need to do both of those things in parallel. It's challenging because we need the money to be able to buy the empty homes in the first place. But luckily, the Scottish Government has just given us a significant resource, actually, around £12 million, which is entirely for that acquisitions programme to bring empty homes back into our housing supply.